This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering, demanding discussion on the special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was on the chair, tried to run question hour, but the opposition member continued sloganeering. Amid the noisy scenes, the chair adjourned the house for the day to meet on Monday. The deputy chairman said that he had received 20 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, but the notices were rejected, citing ruling. Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizers Jagat Prakash Nadda has said that the government is committed to stop smuggling and hoarding of fertilizers. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Nadda said fertilizer is declared as an essential commodity and is notified under Fertilizer Control Order FCO 1985 and Fertilizer Movement Control Order 1973. The minister said state governments, especially those bordering Nepal, Bangladesh and Myanmar, have been requested regularly to increase vigilance at the borders to prevent smuggling of fertilizers like urea from India to neighboring countries. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel has said under the National Health Mission, the center is providing technical and financial support to the state so that they can strengthen their infrastructure and fulfill manpower requirements. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Patel said public health and hospitals is a state subject and the responsibility for strengthening the healthcare system, including recruitment and appointment, lies with the state governments. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has expressed confidence that India's logistics cost will drop to 9% by the end of this year. Gadkari said this while speaking at a conclave organized by a private news channel in New Delhi today. He attributed this reduction to the significant improvement in the country's road infrastructure. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today laid the foundation stone of the grand Mata Sita Janbhumi temple at Punaura Dham in Bihar's Sitamarhi district. The temple is dedicated to Sita Mata's birthplace and is envisioned as a major religious and cultural pilgrimage site. Shah emphasized the temple's historical and spiritual significance. On the occasion, the Union Minister flagged off the Sitamarhi New Delhi Amrit Bharat Express train via video conferencing from Sitamarhi. This will provide a direct rail link between New Delhi and Sitamarhi via several important places of Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off Vande Bharat Express train service between Amritsar and Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra virtually on Sunday. A senior officer of the Jammu Rail Revision has informed that the train will run 6 days a week except Tuesdays. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva last night. The Prime Minister's office has said that during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders agreed to enhance cooperation in trade, technology, energy, defense, agriculture, health, and people-to-people ties. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi recalled his visit to Brazil last month. The PMO said the two leaders also reiterated their commitment to take the India-Brazil strategic partnership to new heights. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with India's ambassador to Israel, J.P. Singh, to discuss ways to further strengthen the growing India-Israel strategic partnership. In a post on social media, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the meeting focused on strengthening and expanding cooperation, particularly in the areas of security and economic pillars of an important partnership grounded in shared values and mutual interests. As part of the engagement, Netanyahu also held an interactive session with senior Indian journalists addressing a wide range of questions on bilateral relations and regional developments. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.